Okay, yeah. What's up, everyone? I'm Lucas here. I'm doing a little subbing action. This night, normally I get the get a nice little Saturday 5 a.m. But the Saturday 11 p.m. is actually a lot nicer, I think. Yeah. And we got a special guest on today, too.
Yeah, my name's Ethan. Happy to be here. From Long Island, New York. Be playing a little music for you guys, a little guitar. Yeah, we'll probably throw in some common songs. Thinking maybe something like Pink Floyd. Maybe a little bit of Eagles. Nothing too hard. Nothing too hard rocky. Yeah, we'll do a little Led Zeppelin. But, yeah, should be a fun time. I'm playing on a 2002 Fender Stratocaster, so definitely got a little bit of that riffing action there. It's probably going to take a little bit to figure out how to plug in, but I'm sure we'll find the right way.
We'll
curious what modulations are available. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, is that plugged in, Ethan, or is that just your...
That's through the amplifier.
Not heinous, but
yeah, I definitely would like to have some crisper noise. I mean, you know, back in the day for recording, artists would often, and still do, would often put a microphone right next to the amp, about a half centimeter away or so, and sounds pretty good. That's typically how your favorite records, or at least the guitar parts of your favorite records, are recorded. So it's quite interesting.
Interesting. Do you know when they changed that, or is that...
It still goes on. The main kind of topic is that digital amp sims are around now. So basically, that'd be like downloading, you know, programs on your computer, plugging your guitar in through some sort of interface. And then what would happen is that you can basically choose any amp preset that people have made, and they're pretty close to the actual thing. You know, there's obviously arguments to be made, but yeah, it's becoming a huge market because you can pretty much have just about anything on your computer, and, you know, it takes away having to lug around gear. I mean, the amps can be thousands of dollars. You know, a classic JCM, you know, your staple Marshall, you know, rock amp, and those can go anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000. And then you need the cabinet as well. It could be another big bit. You got to throw, if you're gonna throw a Marshall wall, I mean, that's expensive. So digital amp sims are quite interesting. I think they're pretty good though. I prefer tube amps. I just like it more classic. But yeah, they're pretty good, and for recording.
Interesting. Yeah, I never knew any of that. So that's all very cool to learn. I think, well, let's try and get the guitar plugged in.
Yeah,
and we're just gonna rip a little. We'll play "Have You Ever Seen the Rain" by Creedence Clearwater real quick first, just while we while we try and get this figured out. So. Yeah, have a great night, folks. Hope you enjoy listening along to us on WMFO in Medford.
she's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
So that was Free Fallin' by Tom Petty right there. And I think now we're going to try and get Ethan's guitar on air. Just going to be a little bit of playing around until we figure it out for sure. But yeah, so all right. We're going to keep playing. Keep playing. All right, yeah, I don't know if that's working. All right, yeah. Sorry about this, folks. We're going to try and get this figured out. But in the meanwhile, we're just going to play a short little bit of, or maybe we're going to try, do you want to try with your amp? Is that what you're going to try and do? Ethan, is that what you're going to try and do or no? Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to try and with the amp real quick. A little more old-fashioned style of music right here. But, yeah. Let's. You got anything you're going to play, Ethan? Or?
Hey, folks. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Let's see. Wonder if we have any Pink Floyd fans there. But I'm going to try and do something there. It's probably going to be a little challenging because, you know, I was saying before, you know, typically your favorite music was probably recorded, at least the guitar part was probably recorded with, what's it called? A microphone held up to an amp, which is what we're going to probably be doing right now. So, let's give a nice little clean tone going, see how that sounds, and we'll play from there.
Yep. So... Also. If anyone listens Saturdays 5 a.m., you'll know a couple of weeks ago. I have done this before, plugged into the board, but we had a little more experts back then, so I don't really know. Sounds solid, yeah.
All right, cool. It thinks that sounds all right. All right, say let's play a house favorite now and see how this sounds.
Uh-oh, what's the house favorite?
So we'll probably know by the opening chords.
If I had to guess,
you'll probably guess
this
right.
This is going to be yeah.
Hotel California by the Eagles.
I had to guess. I thought you were going to play My Guitar Gently Weeps, if I'm being totally honest.
I would love to do that one a little later on. That's a beautiful song. Yeah, I could definitely do My Guitar Gently Weeps later on.
Or my personal favorite, which...
I'd probably have to learn. I'd probably have to learn that on the fly, which would be a little challenging.
Do you know what my favorite is?
A Day in the Life, I'd say.
Yeah.
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 I know you somewhat.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's the greatest rock song of all time, no question. Day in the Life.
Yeah, that's
tell me otherwise.
It's a fair take. I mean, you know, I love the favorite argument because...
Well, it's my favorite. I don't know if it's the best.
It's fair. It's just interesting because, like, I don't know, in my mind, I would say Stairway to Heaven is the greatest masterpiece to ever hit this earth.
Yeah, I mean, they're both very good. I know Ethan's a big proponent of Led Zeppelin and the Led Zeppelin Beatles debate, which I'm going to be totally honest, didn't know existed until I met Ethan. So, you know, there's both sides to everything, I guess. But
yeah, and then it's obviously, you know, you go into different genres and you get into your harder rock, you get into AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, some of those groups. I mean, then you get into metal, of course, you get into Metallica, then you get into harder metal, you get Megadeth and stuff like that. So it's quite interesting. I mean, there's so much music out there. I love how there's no way to create an objective, you know, opinion of a best song. There's no objectivity to it. And that's pretty awesome that we can all have our own views. You know, I personally, I think the Beatles are fantastic, but I get a little bored by their music.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, it's all good. I get a little bored by it. Doesn't mean it's not fantastic. Let It Be is one of my favorite songs of all time, along with While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which I'd also recommend hearing the Prince version to that, which we know we'll play a little later. It's a beautiful rendition for George Harrison's, or is, I believe shortly after George Harrison's passing, that Prince, Tom Petty, Jeff Winwood, and Steve Lynn, I think, or I forget who else is on it, but it's just and George Harrison's son. It's an awesome rendition with a monstrous guitar solo. One of the best guitar solos in history, but definitely one of the best live guitar solos ever. A great backstory to it because Prince, you know, as we know, who'd passed, I believe in 2017, may rest in peace. Prince was one of the best guitarists in history. He doesn't always get the credit as a guitarist. I mean, he's just, he's maybe like the king of pop. He's the father of pop, other than him, you know, it's him and MJ. But he never really gets the recognition as a guitarist, and that was especially apparent in 2000. I want to say it was 2001, 2004. I'm not too sure when the song was covered, but it was at an event for George Harrison, and the Rolling Stones were in attendance. And shortly before this, the Rolling Stones had completely snubbed Prince on the top guitarist list, which is a pretty big award for guitarists. You know, sure, everyone would say it doesn't really mean much, but you know, undoubtedly, it's just like college rankings. Everyone's gonna look at it a little bit, and it matters. And so Prince was snubbed on this list. So during this solo, Prince, you know, did as expected. However, around halfway in, he sort of nods to Tom Petty, and you can almost see him kind of ask him to replay the chorus, which is just fantastic. What do you have on the mic right now, Lucas?
No, man, I'm listening. I'm appreciating the story, man. It's a good story.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. And so, so Prince, during this solo, signals over to Tom Petty and almost requests him to play the chorus again. Tom Petty agrees, and you see Prince's face just light up. That's a beautiful sight. The video's on YouTube. It's got a lot of views. It's quite popular. And Prince's face lights up, and he just starts shredding. And it's pretty much like the best minute of like live rock and roll you'll ever hear. Prince finishes off the solo, throws the guitar, classic move of his, throws it right up in the air. You don't even see it land in the video. It's, you know, some say it's still there to this day, up in the air. But it's just, he hits a classic strut off the stage, doesn't look, you know, he knows the Rolling Stones were in attendance. Shortly after that, I believe Prince has been certified top 20 or so of all time, which is
where he should be,
which is pretty, you know, undebatable. I forget what the exact number is, but Prince is fluent in a ridiculous amount of instruments. It's just incredible. I mean, you know, from guitar to keyboard, I mean, he's just like, at least 10 instruments where
it's so I'm seeing 27,
yeah,
which includes electric guitar, acoustic guitar, bass synth, electric piano, acoustic piano, mini moog, poly moog, clavinet, and drums at the very least. He played, I don't know if you remember, he played his what he called the Keystar, where it's the guitar keyboard combo. Or not he played, but he made it for his keyboardist, Tommy Barbarella, which he actually has a patent for.
I mean, well, Prince was always known for unorthodox, we could say, instruments. And, I mean, his guitar somewhat shaped like a cloud is, you know, of course, a staple of rock and roll history. His Cheetah Telecaster, which is one of my favorite guitars pretty much in history. It's just such a cool thing to look at, cool piece of music. I'm not too sure where all that stuff, I don't know if that stuff was auctioned off or it's at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Either way, I'm sure it's in good hands. But Prince was a fantastic musician who, in my opinion, and I'm sure some would agree, doesn't always get the recognition. And it's interesting because, you know, he took a different route of music. I mean, his whole persona was, you know, the color purple and just sort of a little bit like wacky, unusual music that was definitely way ahead of its time. I mean, undoubtedly, I mean, we see that with musicians all the time. But you know, Prince was, you know, special. And as, you know, someone on the younger side, I didn't exactly get to hear Prince all too much while growing up. I've definitely learned to appreciate what he's done and what other all musicians have done in general. But Prince is someone who's awesome and, you know, I look up to as a guitarist, as a musician, or should I say aspiring guitarist. I've been playing for about 2 years now. I try to play pretty consistently, but with a, you know, the schedule can always be a little challenging. But I mean, for really anyone listening, no matter how old, there's really no age maximum, I'd say, or minimum, where you can pick up an instrument. You know, our brain is quite malleable, despite what they may tell you. You know, it's really all just comes down to the drive and if you want it or not. But music is an awesome gate to just about anything. And that's what this show usually spends most of its time doing, playing some beautiful music.
Yeah. Dude, music is something that it just transcends. Like, it's almost a universal language where you don't like to. I remember because I played a couple instruments back in middle school and high school, and I always remember my teachers would always they'd always be saying like, you know, there's two universal languages in the world. There's music and math. And as I've grown up, I've actually learned that, you know, there's different ways you can do math. You can do different counting systems. You have Arabic numerals. There's other types of numerals. You can do base 10. You can do base 5 counting. But, man, not with music, right? There's one type of sheet music. Right. If you look at the music that Mozart composed, that Beethoven composed in Eastern Europe back in the day, it's you can read it and you can play it right now. And it's the same. It's the same thing. There's no need for translation. There's none of that. It's just universal. And it's just truly amazing. And it always amazes me also how it can pass through time, too. And especially with, you know, like services such like Spotify and Apple Music and all of that, where you pay a subscription, then you have access to almost all of the music that's ever been created or ever been played in history, which is crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the piece on music is a universal language. That and math, you know, I love math, but music is quite mathematical. I mean, you know, let's think about a piano, for example. We've got our middle C, and then we've got a C. We've got our C to the right, C to our left, you know, eight keys apart, and that's your octave. And, of course, you've got, you know, sharps and flats in there. But so there's a specific frequency, and frequency multiples, should I say, that equal a C. And it's quite interesting because a C can really go so far. I mean, you know, there's theoretically infinite values of music in between, obviously. But, you know, C is its own frequency. And, you know, there's a particular wavelength associated with the note C, or in multiples, should I say. And it's so interesting how music can be composed, how you can even just create digital versions of music, as, you know, I was speaking about a little earlier, just by going off of these, like, you know, this mathematical approach to music. And, you know, music definitely is, you know, its own universal language. I mean, things just, you know, sound good, and it's incredible how we've created a theory system. You know, we know something's going to sound good, you know, no matter what. If you play this, that's always going to sound good, that two notes apart. Like, you know, you got a little blues right there. You know, that's your minor blues scale in B. And that's always going to sound good on any instrument. You know, I'm trying to learn how to play piano, but regardless, you know, the mathematics, you know, remain constant. Or it's almost a little bit more physics, but... And, you know, going off of waves, but it's just quite interesting that that's always going to sound good no matter what, and unless you're out of tune, but, you know, so it's definitely quite interesting. I mean, Lucas is a big proponent of all music. He's our main host, of course. And it's, you know, I'm only someone that's started to get into it a little bit as I've gotten older. I've definitely developed an appreciation for it. The guitar, I mean, for me is almost, I don't like to say an escape. That makes it sound a little bad because, you know, reality's still pretty all right. But, you know, guitar is just, it's just another thing. It's another layer to a person. You know, can't be so one-dimensional. And that's kind of where I was for a while.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's not an escape, but it's a different place you can go. It's sort of this world that you're able to create and craft, kind of, and you have control over it, right? You have control over the sounds that come out of the guitar. And honestly, too, you even have more control if you're the one that made the guitar. And I don't know, I just love the concept of being able to make something that makes such beautiful music and beautiful sounds. And
yeah, making your own guitar, I mean, that's a whole other world. There's, you know, now you get into mechanics. I mean, now you're definitely in some sort of electrical engineering because you have to be able to craft pickups. But I mean, that's such a good point you bring up. I mean, and I do agree, it's not an escape, but it's just simply another place you can go. And you know, I try not to use guitar and music as an escape from reality, of course, but it's like a whole nother just dimension where you can go, where you're just, you know, doing your own thing. I mean, you can just sit and noodle on an instrument forever. And, you know, I've never really had that appreciation. I mean, when I was younger, I'd always freak out when music was played in the car. Couldn't stand hearing it. It was a little bit of a cringiness because I didn't like hearing music with my parents. But as I got older, I've just, you know, you appreciate it more. I'd say with that, Lucas, would you like to play play While My Guitar Gently Weeps, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to play that?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Yeah. Well, that's another classic, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
As we were talking about it before, we'll let you guys listen to the beautiful, I mean, this is George Harrison's song, so let's see what he did here. Clapton on the guitar right now. It's not George Harrison, he's a studio musician right there.
You were perverted.
like the song.
Yeah, man, I don't get how you can say with a straight face that the Beatles aren't the best band ever. I mean, just all of their songs are like that. They're all classics. They just hit. And I mean, I grew up on them too. Like, my dad was always a big Beatles fan. And so he'd always listen to them in the car, and so I'd have countless car rides with them.
Yeah, and we've got another classic in the background right now, Yesterday. Yeah. Can you tell me anything about this? Which album was this? Yesterday's on Help.
Yesterday's on Help?
Yesterday's on Help, yeah. And when did Help come out? Let's see. Help came out in 65. Wow.
Man.
A little before we were born.
Yeah, I think most of them were a little before we were born, except they had that one new song.
Now and Then, or what was it called?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but you know, it's not one of the classics. Yeah,
of course not.
Yeah, I mean, Help was so good. Help, it's just phenomenal. The song, it's phenomenal. Yesterday's, like, Help, the song itself is phenomenal. Yesterday's phenomenal. You can pick, I feel like Ticket to Ride's great. I mean, I feel like you can pick any song from almost any album. And what's nice too is they have so many good songs that I'm still finding. Like the other day I found Old Brown Shoe, which is, I'd never heard of it before. I mean, Old Brown Shoe is like, I'm pretty sure it's a single, but it's so good. Like, all of their songs are so good. And Ethan's gripe with it being repetitive is not a gripe of mine, because like, every song is so good, and so I'm happy to have the same happiness like over and over again when I listen to them.
That's a unique way to put it, think of the same happiness over. I mean, if you guess, you know, it's a style of music, and I mean, they're definitely unique songs, don't be wrong. I mean, people sometimes credit the Beatles as being the founder of metal with the song Helter Skelter, which is quite interesting. I mean, when you listen to it, there's definitely some there's definitely a hardness, I guess that's like the right word to it. There's a grittiness to it. But it's you know, it's awesome to think like Beatles were also so ahead of their time, just like we were talking about Prince earlier. So it's quite interesting to see how they could come up with something like that. Got anything on the mic, Lucas?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd have to agree with you on that. Like, they were another part of them is that they were very ahead of their time. And another thing, too, is there's never really been anyone that's taken over like them since. Like, the way they dominated culture in the 60s and the 70s. And it's just, you know, from the, what was it, the Ed Davis Show? I apologize if I don't know that. Again, this is all about 60 years before my time. But 50, 40, I don't really know, 30. Something like that. A lot before. But, yeah, I mean, they really took over, and then you can still see all of their influences in your life today, whether you realize it or not, through the music you hear. So, yeah. I mean, they're really, really good. Ethan, do you know how to play, shifting topics a little, do you know how to play Purple Rain on guitar or no?
That's a tough piece. Let me see what key it is in. Any sort of mode would be a little challenging. Purple Rain key, but I think that's definitely a beautiful piece to play. B flat major. Cool. That's actually the same key as Bohemian Rhapsody.
Interesting.
So that'll be your, let's see. Right, if we have our A right there, sharp right there, B, it's this right here. Rhapsody in there. That's our key. Yeah, I could try to play along with that. Yeah, we'll see. That'll be a little bit of me learning a little bit and experimenting here. I remember finding a chord I had the right amp settings, which I'll actually have to change up a little bit. But yeah, I think Prince plays with some chorus. So if you want to put Purple Rain on the mic, I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, that'd work for me. You can also put my Guitar Gently Weeps. That's also another. I will never object to hearing that song over and over again.
Yeah, maybe later we'll play what's it called? The version with Prince on it. I mean, it's awesome. But for now, Purple Rain by Prince.
Yeah.
Hope you guys can hear that all right.
I only want to see you laughing.
never not a classic.
Man, that song is
what a beautiful
so
song.
So good.
When did that come out?
84, right?
Yeah, 84. That's good. Yep. Yeah. On the album. Ugh. Where is that guitar currently at? I don't know if someone owns it or if it's in
the Hall of Fame.
Nah, I didn't mean to say guitar. The motorcycle. His purple motorcycle. I'm so curious where that is.
Maybe he still has it. Yeah, I like, is it still at, would it still be at, like, his house or something? Kind of like how, I don't know too much about, enough about Prince to,
Yeah, I mean,
you know if it, there's, like, a Graceland type thing going on,
I'm
where
not
his home's,
too
like,
sure.
viewing like that, and I don't know if it'd be there.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I mean, I think the estate was sold, I think his estate was passed down. I'm just not too sure. I don't know what Prince's immediate, family situation was like. But, I mean, it's just, it's just so beautiful. I mean.
Yeah. Yep.
Switching gears a little bit. I mean, similar. It's sort of that psychedelic sort of, psychedelic music, but you got any thoughts on Pink Floyd, Lucas?
I think Pink Floyd's, solid. At least a 6 out of 10.
Really?
Wow.
A lot of people would.
I'd say at least. I'd go anywhere up to 10 out of 10. Just depends on my mood.
Fair enough.
Another Brick in the Wall is obviously.
Yes, that's
phenomenal.
Famous song.
Real quick though, before we do go on, we just have a quick public service announcement for you all. Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I mean, the art gallery is beautiful. Anyone listening, I definitely recommend giving it a visit. It's completely open, and then also you'll get to see the performing arts areas as well. Maybe you'll even catch a show going on. Definitely a beautiful place to visit. But without further ado, Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
Yeah, sorry about the jumping around there, but we're getting back to some art right here.
Thank you.
That's another
awesome song.
Pink Floyd, or that's a Pink Floyd classic right there. Man, it hits sometimes.
Yeah,
Pink Floyd is so good.
Yeah, that song was the reason I picked up guitar. I mean, such a difficult solo. Did my best there, tried to throw in a little improv, but I mean, it's challenging. David Gilmour is awesome on a guitar. I mean, it's his axe, it's his weapon. But yeah, that solo is what got me into music, and just music has just opened up everything, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, I had a little acoustic in my room for a while, and you know, just collected dust for a couple of years, and then finally that solo just came on. I was like, I'm tired of it collecting dust, so I figured out lessons nearby. My guitar teacher immediately was like, yeah, get an electric. So I did, and that was pretty much the beginning. It's been pretty awesome experience, I'd say.
Yeah,
super grateful for it.
And I've seen Ethan. I saw him when he was, I knew when he was starting it, and I know him now, and man, he's come a long way. And so really, you should be really proud of yourself for that. It's been really impressive.
I appreciate it. Now I don't know if I'm a example that anyone could pick up something a little bit, you don't gotta be too good or anything, but even if you just play around a little bit, play your favorite songs, that'll put a smile on you in no time.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's gonna probably wrap us up roughly for tonight on that little positive note. Thank you all for listening along. Hope everyone stays safe, has a fun night, and yeah, enjoy some music, keep it freeform. This has been Lucas. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm going to turn it back over to Rivendell right here. So, yeah.